And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, good morning. Donkey of the day for Monday, August 2nd goes to the real Joe that is running this country. What Joe am I talking about? If you chose Biden for 500, Alex, you are incorrect. I'm talking about Joe Manchin, okay, the senator from West Virginia who doesn't give a damn about progress in this country, okay? Especially black progress, I would say. I mean, that's just my opinion, because if he cared about black progress, if he cared about the Democrats' most loyal voting bloc, then he wouldn't be the reason that legislation that directly impacts black people would get blocked on the regular. All right, Joe Manchin is the senator of GOP-leaning West Virginia. If you think for one second that he gives a damn about what the Democratic Party gives a damn about, then I got some air from a Kanye West listening party I want to sell you. Okay, now yesterday, Joe Manchin was on CNN State of the Union with Jake Tapper, and he was asked a direct question about whether he could imagine supporting a carve-out to filibuster rules to help pass voting rights legislation. Why do we need voting rights legislation? Because I have told y'all on this radio as simply as I possibly can that they are trying to stop your black ass right to vote, all right? And there's this thing called the filibuster, and if they get rid of the filibuster, they can actually get some things done, okay? Like voting rights legislation. For all my folks who don't know what the filibuster is, I've told y'all over and over, it's just cot blocking. Okay, that's all. Any attempt to block or delay Senate action on a bill or other matter by debating it at length, by offering a bunch of procedural motions and other delaying or obstructive actions. So all you have to do is vote to get rid of the filibuster, and the Biden administration could get some things done, because the filibuster is what is used to block most of Biden's agenda. So the economy, voting rights, police reform, all of that could be passed if they got rid of the filibuster. Why? Because the Democrats have a majority that depends on a tie-breaking vote from one Vice President, Kamala Harris. Okay, if they got rid of the filibuster, they could pass legislation without Republicans. Well, I played y'all audio of GOP lawmakers caught on tape laughing and thanking Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema for keeping the filibuster alive, because without that, they would be dead meat. Their words, not mine. Listen again in case you missed it.
But the reality is they are pushing as far as they can. Fortunately for us, the filibuster is still in effect in the Senate. Without that, we would be dead meat. Then we'd be having a little bit more frantic discussion than we're having today. But thank goodness for Sinema and Joe Manchin.
I like it when AOC is going after Joe Manchin. Like, this is great for me. You know, it makes my job easier as a conservative, because, you know, I can go to Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema and be like, hey, guys, you know, and I'm really sorry you're having to go through that. That's just a shame.
GOP lawmakers thanking Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema for helping them. Okay. Now, with all that, Joe Manchin still believes he can't imagine a world where he would support a carve out the filibuster rules. This is him on State of the Union yesterday with Jake Tapper. Listen.
Is there any circumstance under which you could imagine allowing a carve out for the, I know you oppose getting rid of the filibuster, but there are some people in the more moderate camp, like Angus King of Maine, who's an independent, who said that he's possibly willing to step back from the filibuster, his opposition to getting rid of the filibuster, just for voting rights, because he's so concerned and it's become so partisan. Can you imagine ever doing that?
Jake, I can't imagine a carve-out.
Jesus Christ, not even a carve-out? Not even a carve-out for voting rights? Can we get an explanation?
Because I was here in 2013 when it was called a carve-out. We're just going to do the cabinet for the president. And then it went into, we're going to do the judges who are lifetime appointments for circuit and district. They were even going to do Supreme Court, but they didn't at that time. The Democrats were in control. 2017, Mitch McConnell's in control, comes right back in, and guess what? That carve-out worked to really carve us up pretty bad.
Yeah.
Then you got the Supreme Court, okay? So there's no stopping it.
We just need a carve-out to protect voting rights. Voting rights? The cornerstone of democracy? We can't get a carve-out for that? See, this is why just voting Democrat doesn't always mean progress, okay? Joe Manchin is willing and able to block his party's progress, and for what? Because he's not beholden to the Democratic Party. His political brand isn't hitched to the Democratic wagon. He's a senator, okay, in GOP-leading West Virginia, a very red state. He's not giving that up for you Negroes, all right? Salute to West Virginia, by the way. Tudor's Biscuit World, dropping a clues bombs for Tudor's Biscuit World. My God, amazing. Who cares if you Negroes is mad, okay? Joe Manchin knows where his white bread is buttered. Apologies, he doesn't want butter, he wants mayonnaise. Let me do that again. Joe Manchin knows where his white bread is mayonnaise. And it's not with you Negroes and you Negro lovers, okay? Here's the thing. I just will never understand why anyone who claims to be a patriot, who claims to be a proud citizen of the United States of America, isn't trying to fight like hell to preserve what is the cornerstone of democracy. Free and fair elections are what democracy is all about. So if you love America like you say you do, you would fight like hell so folks can have the right to vote. Well, I can guarantee you this. If Joe Manchin's people's voting rights were threatened, he would be acting like it. It would be a totally different sense of urgency in regards to protecting voting rights. But it's just mostly you Negroes, so who cares? Okay? If that's not the case, Joe Manchin has to show me that's not the case. But hey, I've been alive long enough to know that when a person consistently shows you who they are, believe them. When something changes, if Joe Manchin starts doing the right thing by this democracy, I will let you know. Until then, please let Remy Ma give Joe Manchin the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.